The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients to over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million Black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
Y'all heard of LeBron James before? So LeBron James officially announced a big accomplishment. What is it? So he's a billionaire now. And what else? Not finna retire. Not that I know of. The first billionaire NBA player to still be active in the league. So let's unpack it. So how did LeBron become a billionaire? Investing in what?
Blaze.
What else? In itself? Saving? Okay, let's see. So from his endorsement deals with Blaze, Nike, Gatorade, Hanes, Walmart, Beats by Dre, film company. He owns a supplement company. He owns a sports agency. So some of the people who are in the NBA, when they get their checks, he get paid from them. So not only get paid from his basketball checks, he get paid from other people's basketball checks. So when Beats by Dre first came out, they just wanted, they wanted to pay him up front. They wanted to pay him to use the Beats. But he was like, which I think he said, give him a percentage. He's like, give me equity in the company. So then when they sold the company, he got a big check. Who else did something similar to that? Beyonce, who Beyonce do it with? Uber. Who else? So 50 Cent did it with the vitamin water. So looking at this, this is how he led to the billion. How is this applicable to your life and your business and what you're building? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Okay. What else? So did LeBron put all his eggs in one basket? Y'all sure? How? He put all his eggs in one basket at one point. Then he got to a point where he was able to do these type of deals. But initially, he did put all his eggs in one basket. What basket did he put all his eggs in? In basketball. And then he built that. And then because he built that, now he was valuable enough for people to get him equity in their companies. So is it good to put all your eggs in one basket, or is it not good to put all your eggs in one basket? Who agrees that it is?
It just depends.
Yeah, I feel like it depends. Okay, all right, let's talk about it. Who says yes first? Why yes, Promise?
Because if you focus on that one thing, it can help you build up to something, and you can get here.
Okay. Who says it depends? Day-wide depends.
Because in some cases, it's better to go hard on one thing, but in other cases, say if you're investing, and if you're putting money out into different stocks or money out into different companies, and you put all of your money into one company, and that company crashes, then you'll lose, rather than if you invest into five different companies, and two of those companies lose, you'll still get three out of the five.
Anybody else got any perspective?
One business, you want to solely focus and like give everything you all, and the other one doesn't require as much attention. You could still operate that business as well.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this. So if we say, okay, it depends. So I'm big on modeling, right? So I'm looking at success leaves clues, right? Are there any models that we've seen, not models like models, but like models that we've seen that have put their eggs in multiple baskets to build what they built? Shaq, what did he put his eggs in multiple, what was his multiple baskets?
He has like Papa John's.
That's now though. That was later. That was after he became Shaq.
Yeah.
Oh, you said starting off. You
mean like, yeah, to build something. Cause we see Shaq as Shaq. A lot of times we forget about the chapters we didn't see. They got him to being Shaq. Some people in their mind, they tell themselves that I can do multiple things. But if you do multiple things, you just do multiple things all right. Like you can't be amazing at multiple things. And you may do a lot of things. You really only do a lot of things just okay though. So it's like, I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this. And a lot of people say that, I hear it all the time. I do this, I do this, I do this. But it's like, what do you do amazingly though? The jack of all trades, master of none. The masters are who get the money. Some people say, don't ever put your eggs in all one basket. It's like, that's cliche. Because if you look at people who built stuff, they put their eggs in one basket.
Do you feel like when you have like a just in case or like a plan B, a lot of times that first plan doesn't work out the best?
All the time it don't work if you have a plan B. Because you plan to fail. You like, I got this in place just in case it don't work. That's why when I talk to young guys and they be like, oh, I'm going to the NBA, I'm going to the NFL, but I'm going to get my degree just in case that don't work out. And I be like, well, you're not going to the NFL or the NBA. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, because you're going out there against people who they're going to the NBA. Like, since they're, as long as they could stand and hold themselves up, they knew they were going to the NBA or the NFL. That's what they do. Like, 4, they was on a team. 5, they was on a team. 6, they was on a team. 7, they watch all the games. They do this. It's like, they live it. So it's like, you going out there and you're getting in front of them and you like, well, I got my little degree just in case. They gonna run through you. Cause they like, it's you halfway here standing in front of me getting to the league. I gotta have you. Cause you gotta think about it. We did the percentages that one day, right? Didn't we talk about the percentages of who like go to the NBA? Didn't we talk about that one day? What was the percent? Out of almost 156,000 males, high school senior basketball players, only 44 would be drafted to play in the NBA after college, and only 32 women. Out of 156,000, 44 will be drafted. This is not to say y'all can't beat up 0.03%, but it's like, you gotta want it.